Today, June 11th, is the feast day of St. Barnabas, considered an apostle. Even though he was not one of the original 12 apostles, most likely he was one of the 72 disciples that had been sent out by the Lord. But later on, he was given this title of an apostle because he worked so closely with St. Paul on the missionary journeys. We know that Barnabas was born in Cyprus. He was a Hellenistic Jew of the tribe of Levi. Apparently he came from a very wealthy family. He owned lots of property. It says in the Acts of the Apostles he sold his property and he laid all that money at the feet of the apostles to give it to the poor and distribute it for the work of the early church. His original name was Joseph, but the apostles changed his name to Barnabas. Barnabas, which means the son of encouragement, apparently for his ability to encourage others in the faith. Something that was so important in the early church was that Barnabas was the one who befriended St. Paul right after his conversion. As you know, Saul of Tarsus was the most bitter persecutor of the early church. And the apostles were very suspicious. Was Paul truly converted, or was this a trick to try to capture and imprison Christians? But it was Barnabas who reached out to Paul, befriended him, and then introduced Paul to the other apostles and convinced them that Paul's conversion was sincere and true. So what an important aspect that was in the early church. Paul would become the greatest missionary, the greatest of all the apostles, and it was because of Barnabas' friendship and encouragement that he was able to begin his work as a great missionary. We know that Paul and Barnabas would do missionary trips together. They were great companions. Remember that time they went and they almost had incense offered to them. They thought he was Zeus and Paul was Hermes. They traveled together. And then they even took St. Mark, which was Barnabas' cousin, along on one of the missionary trips as well. But as you remember, St. Mark got a little bit discouraged and he left early. He abandoned Paul and Barnabas. And so the next time they were about to go on another missionary trip, Paul did not want to take Mark with them. And so Paul and Barnabas had a quarrel, had an argument over this, and they decided to go their separate ways. Barnabas would take his cousin Mark and go to Cyprus and evangelize his home country. Paul would take Silas and go off to Syria. Later on, they were reconciled. So it's interesting, though, that the fact that even apostles, close friends with Christ, didn't always get along. They quarreled, they had their disagreements, but eventually they reconciled. Barnabas has been described by St. Luke as a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. Tradition tells us that he was martyred about the year 60 AD by being stoned to death in his home country of Cyprus. So today we honor this great apostle, St. Barnabas, known for being an encourager. He encouraged others in their work. He was even given that name, the Son of Encouragement. And we can ask ourselves, well, what can we do today? As our homework today from this Mass, what can we do to encourage somebody in their faith? What can we do to encourage someone? The word encouragement means to strengthen the heart. The word cor in Latin means the heart, like a coronary, or in French, sacré cœur, the sacred heart. So to encourage someone means to strengthen their heart. So what can you do today to encourage your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, a friend, a neighbor, a coworker? Oftentimes an act of encouragement can transform and change somebody's life. One little story, I was listening to tape once by Father Carapi, and as you know, Father Carapi's story was very powerful. He'd been away from church for 20 years, living in sin in Las Vegas and Hollywood, and he got involved in all sorts of immorality, got addicted to cocaine. He lost all his millions of dollars, his huge house, his yacht. He lost his job. He lost everything. He wound up in a VA hospital for a year with an emotional breakdown. And then after he got out of the hospital, he had nothing. He had lost his millions and millions of dollars. He had lost his job. He had lost his health. He had rejected his family, had rejected his faith 20 years before. And he used to just live on the streets. He was a homeless man for about a year. And he tells a story of that the only place he could find peace was out by this little pond where he would go out and feed the ducks. And he would sit there on the park bench. He said sometimes people would come up to him, gangs would come up and spit on him or beat him up and make fun of him. And he said once, he said he was so close to despair, so close to suicide that, you know, it was just right. He said he had one foot in hell and the other on a banana peel. That was his state of soul at the time. But he said a lady came up once to him and she just smiled at him and said, "It's okay. It's going to be all right." And that little act of encouragement gave him the grace, gave him that strength to keep going, to not take his own life, to not despair. And of course, not long after that, he began to pray his one Hail Mary every day. And pretty soon that gave him the grace to go back home to his family, to go back to confession, to enter the seminary, to be ordained 4 years later by Pope John Paul II as a Catholic priest, to get a doctorate in theology. So it's pretty amazing, isn't it? That act of encouragement. So today, figure out who you can encourage, a member of the family, even a total stranger, somebody at the supermarket, somebody that you meet. In honor of St. Barnabas, give somebody an act of encouragement.